Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Dr. Angel, we are live right now on Facebook, also YouTube. Glad to be on the air live right now. And I'm Mama Mac, and you are Dr. Angel, the famous, right? Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, my co-host, 4 years, here we are. And we are excited about this new venture. And as last week, we got lights and cameras, and we are,
action.
We got action, we do. It was fun last week, and we had a lot of response. It was very good.
That was really awesome.
And we want to thank our engineer, Pete. He's the one that's setting all this up and making this possible.
No problem. Love to do it for you guys.
You guys, you're amazing, Pete.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So if you are new to the show, Go Yard, it is a life coaching show. If you know what that means, it means a show of free counseling, right, Dr. Angel? And Dr. Angel does this professionally, and me as a pastor for many years, we've counseled an awful lot of people. But the whole idea behind our show for our new viewers is what? Why don't you tell them what it is, Doctor?
Well, our show is called Go Yard, which is a baseball term for hitting the home runs in life. And that's what we want our listeners to do. We want you to live life and live the best life you can, not just exist and get through, but to really live.
To really live. And so our topics in 4 years, September's our fourth anniversary, our topics have been nitty gritty things that pertain to life. There's nothing we're not afraid to tackle,
true.
Right?
Very true.
That was a double negative, but we still really we'll tackle about anything. And so on our website, which is GoYard 2014, because that's the year we started. So GoYard2014.org. It's a .org. You can find titles to all these shows and right here on the podcast, TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go to Go Yard. You can find all kinds of shows in podcast form. The ones on our website actually have titles, and those are caught up now. And so go there and listen to these series that we've done, and it'll be free counseling for you.
Absolutely, and we've had so many topics and individual things that for our personal lives, relationships, parenting, domestic violence, boundary setting, goals, like all kinds of stuff.
Right. There's so many different things we've done. And so we love doing this. We just did a series that ended up being three parts on red flag blindness, or we also called it blind man's bluff. What was that about? And that's right on podcast, right here, and people can go catch the three parts.
That show was about, you know, being able to recognize the flags in relationships, the things that are warning signs that this relationship might have a problem or might not be going in the right direction. A lot of times we see that after we've been hurt or betrayed or something bad has happened, but I want you guys to catch it before it happens.
There you go. That's what it's all about. That was a three-part series, and you can catch that here at TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcast, go to Go Yard, and there it is. All right, so tonight we're starting a new series, and I'm pretty excited about this because I've been on a kick the last couple weeks. Well, well, 3 or 4 weeks, don't you think? And the word that is flying around in my heart and on our Sunday afternoon show, which is here on Tan Talk at 3 o'clock every Sunday afternoon, and in our church, has to do with truth and the importance of truth in our lives. And last week we said, because this phrase, again, has been really uppermost in my heart, trust is built on truth. Do you want to comment on that and talk about why we're starting the particular series we are, Dr. Angel?
Okay. Well, you know, truth is the foundation for trust. If you are, when somebody tells you truth or they tell you and they follow through, then I know I can trust you.
Sure.
I know that you're going to be there. You are who you say you are. And so that's how relationships grow, and they're built on that truth.
Right.
However, a lot of times we don't have that truth, and we're trying to build relationships on a false trust.
Right.
When it happens that, to hit the topic we're talking about, you want to introduce it?
Go right ahead. It has to do with?
With lying.
Lying.
And that is what really diminishes that trust in a relationship.
Right.
And a lot of times people aren't aware that this is a lie. And when they find out, they feel so hurt and so betrayed. And
well, we're going to talk about what a lie really is, because there's some difference of opinion on that in our culture. And our culture right now is very accepting of liars, right? And lying in general, don't you think? I mean, it's just kind of a normal, well, that's probably a lie. Yeah, okay. Was that a lie? Yeah, it probably was.
Yes, and they kind of wash it away like, oh, I was just joking. Well, no, you gave the information out as it was truthful information, you know. And people don't seem to think twice about someone that's not being truthful.
Exactly. And a lot of times, going back to our last series on red flags in relationships, you're getting to know somebody new, and they just happen to omit that they have been arrested 5 times. They don't bring that up, right? And so you say, well, they didn't say it, so is it really a lie? So we're going to talk about that.
Yes, we are.
Tonight or next, because this is going to be a 2 or 3 part series, because we've got a lot to talk about on this subject of lying.
We do, and we are going to thoroughly examine it and then bring in the research and how it impacts our brain, our behavior, our actions. And it's,
this is so cool. Because
I'm so excited.
As we began to put this together in the last couple nights on the phone, talking, you started doing the psychological research. And so, folks, you're going to love some of this stuff that we're going to talk about tonight or next week about the psychological stuff that happens when you lie. Or when you struggle to tell the truth, or whatever you want to call it. And it seems to me, Dr. Angel, that deceit is woven into our culture now.
Yes.
It's like people don't think twice about just telling you part of the truth or kind of switching it around so it looks better than it really is, and not telling you all the facts that apply in this situation or whatever that may be. And we accept all that.
We do.
It's okay. Nobody confronts people very much.
Not very often.
As long as
we're getting away with it, we are okay with it.
Now, we don't lie. So, I mean, you know, that's... But we're saying in general in our culture, this is acceptable or accepted behavior. And there's so many people who actually would be frightened to if somebody said, well, why didn't you confront him or her on that lie? Oh, well, I just didn't want to have a problem.
Yeah, and they don't. And they just let it go by the wayside, put it in the back burner, and keep going like it didn't happen. But it did.
Is that dangerous?
Yeah.
Why is that dangerous? Why can't you just ignore it? People lie. Yeah, it's accepted. It's our culture. Just ignore it. What is wrong with that?
Well, first of all, it's definitely taken a hit to the trust of whatever that relationship is. Professional, personal, whatever. That trust gets hit when you know someone's lying to you.
Exactly.
And second of all, you know, it goes to the character of the other person.
Yeah.
Who is this other person that I'm really dealing with here?
But so many people don't even think about character in this day and age, do they?
They do not.
And in a culture where we are living online a lot, it is easy to lie about who you are, especially, which we talked about in our last series, when you're trying to find somebody online to date.
Oh, yes, the online profiles. You know, it's funny. I saw a meme on Facebook that had this broken down RV, and it said, well, his dating profile said that he has he travels a lot and he owns a home. And, well, you know, but that's how the culture is kind
of
becoming.
I saw that, too. That was so cute on Facebook, and it's an old beat-up RV that's all hanging. The doors are hanging off of it. Yeah, he travels, and he, yeah.
Owns a home.
There you go. So the truth sometimes needs to be, like, expanded a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that the real truth comes out. Just like that. People are deceptive.
That was very deceiving. And, you know, and that's where we are. And I can tell you, I'm hearing a lot of people trying to date online. It is a common problem that people misrepresent themselves.
They misrepresent themselves.
Purposely deceive or leave out details or, you know, try to sway you to think something else.
Yeah. Now, I want us to define a lie tonight.
Okay.
Because I think that in this culture, we have had so many people try to just get by with lies and say, well, you just misunderstood what I meant when they are confronted. I didn't really mean it that way. It wasn't a lie. It just was partially true.
Oh, yes. I hear those kinds of things all the time. So defining a lie, first of all, is a false statement made.
False.
With deliberate intent to deceive.
Okay.
And so the intent's important to look at because sometimes we'll make a statement and maybe it isn't a true statement, but if we had misinformation that we made, that's not considered a lie under this. So it's a deception. It's an intent to deceive.
It's an intentional thing, right?
Yes. Correct. It's intentional untruth.
Right.
So that intentionality is in there. It's a falsehood. It is something intended or serving to convey a false impression.
Right.
And that's where we're going to get in the details of even leaving out information is lying.
Exactly. Okay.
Because we're trying to give an impression of something else. Imposture. Imposter. So something that's fake. It's not real. There's no depth. There's no, you know, meat to it.
And in this political culture in which we live, I have heard people on TV say, well, that wasn't a lie. It was a mistruth.
Yes.
A mistruth. All right. That's an interesting concept. Or it's an alternative fact.
Yes, I've heard that. Or we've heard falsehood.
Falsehood. Untruth.
Yes.
But there seems to be some stigma to the word lie. And I think the reason for that is because a lie is really like, whoa, you know, people go,
yes.
You know, it's like they lied to me.
Well,
you know, we don't like to be lied to.
No, but, you know, we teach our little ones from the time that they start walking and talking, really, that what a lie is. A lie is bad. So we don't want to use the word because it's hard to brush it off.
Right. Yes. We're calling this buying lies or buying the lies or the path of lies or however you want to call it. It's a series about this cultural issue that's going on, not necessarily politically because we're not a political show, but we only bring that little tidbit in to say that this is becoming more normal in our culture for people to not call a lie a lie.
That's true. And we are kind of in an election kind of season. I was just traveling this week and I can't tell you all the commercials. I don't have TV at home, so I don't get to see commercials and all these commercials that are going on. And those were words that you kind of hear coming over and over. So you're right. It's at the top of our culture and it trickles all the way through.
Trickles down. So I guess in the go yard life that we talk about, which go yard again means hitting a home run in life, not striking out. In other words, being a success as much as we possibly can. Truth and character and virtue and reliability and consistency and, you know, those are all things that we want to strive for, right?
Absolutely.
We want to be somebody that we can trust. We want to, trust is based on truth.
It is. And we want people to know that when we give our word, it means something.
Right.
And when we commit,
oh my
it
gosh.
Means something.
How many years back, it's not that way now in our culture, but when people shook on something mm-hmm. and shook hands, that was as good as my word, as good as my handshake, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, you don't see that anymore.
Not at all. I mean, now the written word people aren't even, I mean, their courts are backed up with cases of people going to, with their written contracts of having a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the word, our word has really lost its meaning in our culture. People have, you know, don't think twice about making up a lie or backing down on their word.
But don't you think the reason for that, Dr. Angel, is because values have changed and truth is not as important in our culture?
Well, truth is important. We just don't give it its importance in our culture.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, it's a good way to say it. Right. So there's a lot of types of lies, right? And we're going to talk about some of these. And some of you may go, I never thought of that as a lie, because that's what we want to talk about on this show, to help each one of us say, wait a minute, maybe the next time I'm getting ready to stretch that or say that or say it that way, I'll be more careful. Because our goal always on this show is to better our lives and to have better relationships and to do better.
And to be a better person.
Be
and
better
so this goes to
character.
Our character and yeah. whoever's character we want in our lives. And, you know, sometimes we're trying to keep people in our lives that we shouldn't be. A lot of people are unhappy with some kind of relationship in their life. And a lot of times it's going down to that foundation of trust and truth.
Right.
This is so foundational.
It's foundational, but it's also, I don't believe, thought about a lot. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I just don't think it is. All right, let's talk about the types of lies. And if you're just joining us, this is Go Yard, and we are TanTalkNetwork.com, and we're excited about being on Facebook Live. Call a couple friends and tell them they can join us right now. The types of lies, okay, the first one we want to talk about is the lies of commission.
Yes.
C-O-M-M. What is commission?
So those are things that we're saying.
Okay.
That we're putting the words to.
All
so
right.
This is a type of lie telling someone something that is just not true.
In other words, an intentional fabrication.
What most people think of when you say the word lie. I'm saying something that's not true.
Right. Of course, some people that are trying to make up for that would say, oh, no, that was just an alternative fact, or that was just a mistruth, or whatever they want to call it. Why is an omission or a commission, a lie of commission, where we're intentionally trying to deceive, mm-hmm. why is that dangerous?
Well, we're giving completely false words out here, and so we're hurting ourselves and our character. We're showing that we are not trustworthy.
Right.
Where, you know, not true. And going into this commission, it's using your words. So that means when you twist your words, when you twist that truth to try and create a different outlook on something, a more favorable version of what happened,
right.
that is in that commission category.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. You know, there's jokes, the older we get, the better we were when we were in high school kind of things, you know?
Or the bigger fish we caught.
The bigger fish we caught.
Right. Or, the exaggerate. Those are more like old exaggerations. But.
Or twisting the truth is, you know, definitely making sure you're giving a different impression than what really happened
right.
in that moment.
Okay.
Because you need to, you think you need to for something. And that is in that commission category.
But don't you think, let's go with that usually there's a payoff for the person who's lying, okay? There is some type of payoff, something that is working in that person that wants to make them lie. I better just lie about this. Or I don't think they sit there, okay, I'm going to lie about this and this. I think a lot of times it becomes part of nature, their character.
Oh, yes. And
and it's just easier to do.
It does. It does happen and like that, and it becomes easier for people to do.
Yeah.
And there's that. It's that bold face lie. You know, when we look at
kids, a bold face lie. Yeah,
we deal with a lot with it. Kids. You know,
right.
kids are fun to watch sometimes, but they like to give you those little bold face lies. You know, especially when they think they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh yeah, I fed the dog and they didn't, or you know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: adults are doing it.
Right.
You know, and they're just bold facing this.
And not only that, I think a lot of adults are not confronting their children as they are growing up lying, because lying is a serious thing. Let's teach our kids at a young age not to do that.
True. A lot of adults are modeling lying for their kids, you know, that sitting at that, you know, restaurant that has kids eat free. Oh, and your kid's 13, but small. Oh, no, she's really, you know, 11. You know, we're teaching that kid it's okay to lie for gain.
Right. Right.
We're getting something for free. And so then we don't think about that. But then we're telling them, don't lie. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. But they've watched us over and over, you know, oh, don't tell them I'm not home if you answer the phone. Or, you know,
exactly.
That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
We got Nan on the line.
Oh, we do?
Right. Yes,
okay.
We do.
Hey, Nan, talk to us.
Hey, I'm saying about the lie of commission. I started a new job, and I've been on it for 5 weeks. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they told me to do something, and I thought I did the way they wanted it, but I didn't. So then my supervisor pulls me aside and said, you know, you didn't take care of that correctly. They had to get someone else to take care of it. And so it made me feel bad. But, you know, okay, find someone else to take care of it. Well, about a week later, it cycled back around. It had not been taken care of. I wound up doing it properly then myself. But it's like, I thought she lied to me. I mean, she flat out lied to me. So now I don't trust her because she flat out lied to me and said that someone else had taken care of it. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you.
Well, this happens.
Yes, it does.
This happens, unfortunately, in the workplace. Sometimes people do that kind of thing for whatever reason. Is it possible, Nan, that she thought that she'd been given bad information? Is that possible?
No.
Okay. So you think it was intentional?
Yes.
Okay, so when
it
is intentional like this, especially in the workplace or in personal relationships, it starts to erode at the trust level, right?
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah.
You know, these are bold-faced words. These are words you are using that are untrue.
Right.
You know, in our culture of technology, we're texting things like this that aren't true, or posting it, or emailing it, and so people have evidence,
right?
Too, or just had a situation today where somebody gave two different people at work two different stories, and then they came together and found the emails and found that it wasn't the way it was presented.
Right.
And they're like, okay, Dr. Angel, what do we do? And I'm like, both of you need to sit down and bring your evidence and confront.
Right.
Let's let them know what we found.
Right. Hey, Nan, did you have any other comment to that before we let you go?
Nope.
Hey,
nope,
thanks.
That's it.
Thanks for calling in. Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, so often, Dr. Angel, that's where this whole thing in our culture, I think, has just slid right off the cliff, because people are afraid to have a confrontation. Now, it's different in what Nan just described. She's not the boss.
Correct.
It's the boss who you know, did this. So it's hard to confront a boss, right?
Correct. But she does know now that when she's told something's done, that
she better
should
go
verify.
Back and check.
Right.
Right? Yes. That's what she's learned from that. And but so often we are so conditioned to not confront because we don't want a problem. You know, we don't want to be noted as the person who causes problems.
Right. It makes people feel really uncomfortable and anxious, and they're like, don't want to do this. And the problem is that it's hurting those relationships. It's hurting that professional, you know, relationship or personal, and it's you know, chipping away.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We got to get to break, and if you want to call in with a question or comment, feel free, 727-441-3000. We'll be right back.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
All right.
Wow. Damn liar, huh?
Yes.
Well, I mean, again, there's a popular song, but it's talking about a situation in relationships that is very common.
It is. And actually, I wanted to read the first lyrics to that song in the very beginning.
Okay.
Because I think it really kind of hits on what we're trying to say. Does anybody really know you? Can anybody say they truly do?
Oh, wow.
You swear that you're... your limbs are loaded down with rotten fruit. You got to keep spinning around. Never let your worlds collide, because if we all start talking, there'll be nowhere for you to hide.
Whoa.
And that's talking about that confrontation and this. You're giving everybody, you know.
Different stories.
Different stories.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Very important, this whole concept. When we were talking about the bold-faced lies, that's obviously in that song, you're talking about somebody who's doing that very thing,
right.
Telling a story here, a story there, a story there. Eventually, that stuff does come back to roost, don't you think?
Oh, yes. You know, your worlds do collide at some point.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Do.
And then when people start talking, they start realizing that we all have a different piece of information.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And as parents and grandparents, and if we know that the child is bold-faced lying and is trying to deceive, we can't just sweep that under the carpet, Doctor. I mean, you deal with foster kids and everything all the time. What would be your professional advice about that?
My professional advice is, first of all, we got to make sure our parents are not modeling lying, because it starts
right.
at the top, and then we need to confront that lie, bring
right.
that evidence. And this is a conversation we have. I don't care if we're 2, 3, 4, 5, 16, 18. We need to confront that. That doesn't mean you have to, like, come at the person and be aggressive,
sure.
but it does mean that I need to let you know, here's what you've told me, or here's what, you know, you've texted me or whatever,
right.
and here's my evidence that this isn't true. And they need to know you know.
Right.
But they need to know that that's not okay. And that's, we learn at home first.
Right.
Before we get out in the world. And if they're lying at home, they're lying at school probably, they're lying all over the place. And that's not a good character trait to
no.
become an adult.
No, it really isn't. And so it's important to confront that. Let's talk about lies of omission. So the ones we just talked about, if you're just joining the show right now, we are Go Yard and we are a life coaching show. We're in our fourth year, almost to finish our fourth year, and have an anniversary soon in September. Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD and licensed mental health counselor, and me, Mama Mac. And our whole goal on this show week after week is to help you navigate life a little easier, better. And our topics are all kinds of things all over the board, from domestic violence and setting borders and boundaries and you name it. We've had series on it. So go to our website, goyard2014.org. You can write that down if you're watching us on Facebook, goyard2014.org. And we've got tons of shows from the last almost 4 years, and they have titles on them. So go look for things that might help you. A lot of them are series. We just finished a series on red flag blindness when we're avoiding really seeing what's going on in relationships. So tonight, this new series is about lying and the path of lies and what happens. And we just talked about so many people are bold-faced liars. They
yes.
just are. We're going to talk about pathological liars at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The next category we want to talk about are lies of omission.
Yes, because this is one that most people don't even
a lie. Know what it is, right?
Right, they don't consider it a lie. And I hear that. Well, Dr. Angel, it can't be a lie if there wasn't words. And that's what omission means. It means you're leaving things out. It's what you're not saying.
Right.
And so if I'm not giving you that bold-faced lie, then it can't be a lie. And that's absolutely untrue. If you are not saying something to to deceive somebody.
Right.
Look under that deception. So, like, used car salesmen are notable for this one. You know, they're going to, you know, give you all the great things, but they're going to leave out the fact that, oh, maybe the engine block is cracked or this is wrong. So they're just not going to bring that up.
Yeah.
They're, oh, but it's got a new paint job and it's fancy and blah, blah, blah. That is in that omission category.
Well, let me give you an example. Something happened to somebody I'm very close to, and I got a call yesterday or the day before, and this person met this person online, dating.
Okay.
They've been out several times, thought things were really going good, and they decided to, this woman, friend of mine, decided to purchase the, I don't know what it is, the service, the app, whatever, you can do a background check.
Okay.
And
oh, no.
yeah, several arrests, battery. None of that was revealed in these 5 or 6 dates so far. Now, it wasn't a serious thing in 5 or 6 dates, you know, go out to dinner, you know, go to the beach, whatever. But still, plenty of talking time to be able to say exactly, oh, well, I do have some things in my past that I'm not proud of or that I've been trying to make amends for. Oh, no, it was just avoided until she printed off this extensive background check.
Oh, did she confront him?
No.
Oh, okay. But that
she just walking away from the situation.
She just washed her hands.
She just washed her hands of it.
That, there you go.
Because she thought, I don't even want to hear, well, this happened because that. You know, nah. She just walked away.
Yeah, because the justification and the excuses are what you're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens all the time.
Right.
You know, that what we're not saying.
Right.
You know, the kid that calls you and lets you know they're at their friends, but they're not letting you know that they're drinking or that they're doing something wrong or there's girls there. You know, that's
or the parents left for the weekend.
Right. Those are the lies of omission.
Right.
And they happen so often.
And they're so serious, really, because they have serious consequences
they
a lot of times. As in teenagers or as in people, you know, dating online. Serious things can happen as a result of this. And so a person that says, okay, how do I deal with somebody who hasn't told me the whole truth?
Well, and that you need to look at, well, what relationship are we in? What kind of relationship?
Right.
Where are we at? Like, you know, the example you gave, they were in the beginning and it was, I'm not
goodbye.
Walking this road.
Yeah, goodbye.
But you need to confront it. I mean, if this is a relationship that means something to you or at some level you need to be able to be open and honest and confront these lies of omission once you find out that information. It's just harder to find this information.
Well, if you want to pay for it, I mean, background checks, and it's wonderful on one hand that we have that resource.
It's sad that we have to use
but
it.
But in a way, it's sad that, you know, and this person has learned, I'm going to have to do this on every person I date after this.
Sure. Okay?
If she's meeting them online, right?
Sure.
Because online, they can give you just a big line.
I mean, just think, you know, I remember when I was a teen, I used to just babysit. I'd babysit for people in the neighborhood, their little kids, how I earned extra money. And nowadays, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
You know, I saw a little girl trying to advertise, you know, 16-year-old to babysit. And everyone was like, do you have a background check? Do you have this? You know, and I'm like, wow, this is just a different culture. Why?
Culture.
Because we've allowed everyone to lie and get away with it and
hold
them accountable.
Right there. Lies of influence, what are they?
Oh, lies of influence. So these are lies that make you believe and the character of the liar. So to make them seem like they're a much better person than what they really
kinda
are.
Kind of like this just happened to my friend.
Yeah, so then you won't suspect them of lying.
Right, because they seem like a nice guy, right?
Yeah, so we're going to make you overinflate your position or that you're a person of faith or whatever, because then we won't ever even think.
Go to church.
Yeah.
Go to church with me.
Oh, teach a Sunday school class.
Right.
Whatever. But we're over that influences. I'm trying to make you think I'm way better.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to even, I don't want you to suspect anything cannot be true under that. And that's where we get those exaggerated lying happening.
Okay.
You know, the fish stories.
Yeah.
The truth mixed in with lies. So you'll get kind of part truth, part lies. And a part lie is a lie.
Right.
You know, it's just like being part pregnant. You can't be half pregnant.
Oh,
you can't
that's
have
right.
a half
you can't
lie.
Be.
A lie is a lie.
Right.
So if there's any lie in truth, that's a lie. Period.
Right.
End of story.
And some people are saying that's an alternative fact.
Yes, that when we see this in the political arena quite often, we see it in the business world quite often.
Yeah, we see it. It's around. But it doesn't make it right.
No.
Okay? And if you're going to be in a friendship or a personal relationship or even your kids, your family, you want to know the truth about what happened in a situation, right?
Yes, absolutely. We need, you know, the truth is important. The truth, what you build on is what you're going to have. So if you're building right. on lies and falsehood, you have fake.
Yes, that's right. Let's talk about compulsive pathological lying, because I promised in the beginning that we were going to talk about that. And to me, this is a very important topic, Dr. Angel, because I have known a lot of people through my life, because I'm just a couple years older than you, that I would probably think they were pathological liars, but I need to have it defined. Let's define it for our audience.
So a pathological liar is an individual, first of all, that tells a lie even when it would be easier to tell a truth. So these are these people that are, they're compulsive about it. They're always lying. It doesn't matter what it's about. It doesn't matter if they have personal gain. It doesn't matter any of that. It's just they lie for the sake of lying.
So the person who looks up at the sky and says, that is a pretty red sky when it's really blue.
That pathological or, and like right? everything that
and that's
you know.
A stupid example, but I mean people that always turn it the other way just for the heck mm-hmm. of it, right?
So here's the thing with pathological liars. First of all, they're usually got big personalities.
Ah, really?
Yes, they do. They kind of come in. They look so you know wonderful and great, and they have these big personalities, and so you don't suspect them. You know, we're wired to believe that people are telling us the truth. So
we are.
Yes,
we are wired.
We are wired to trust. We are wired for relationship. And so.
So wait a minute. Back up.
Okay.
So when you're a baby, mm-hmm. okay, your instinct is to trust that your mommy says, I mm-hmm. love you and she loves you.
Yes. Our instinct is to trust what someone is telling us.
Okay. And so that's where we all get in trouble. So our mm-hmm. instinct is not to believe everybody's lying to us.
Correct.
But then after we've been burnt over and over and over and over again with a certain person, we begin to go, oh, that was probably a lie.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then when we get burned hard, what happens is every other relationship pays the price. Just like your friend, you know, she did the background check and now every relationship
everybody's
is paying
going
that
to
cost.
That's right. It's going to have.
And that's what happens. It's kind of the domino
right.
effect of that pain. I don't ever want that experience. I felt duped. I felt whatever.
Right.
You know, that's what gets us into trouble with.
But there's so many people, and I've found a few in this world, and I'm sure you have too, that they are driven. That's the compulsion part
yes.
of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are driven to lie about a situation. And even if they know, they can look you right in the eye mm-hmm. and just convincingly go, oh, no, that's not what happened. It was this,
mm-hmm.
right?
And that's where that big personality kind of comes into play and where people want to trust them.
They convince people.
Yes.
They're very, very conniving and convincing, I think. It's been my experience.
But they're very charming.
Charming. Boy, those all begin with C. Conniving, convincing, and charming.
Yes.
Yeah, but they are.
And compulsive.
And compulsive, yes. But really, that's the way it is. Conniving. Explain that.
Well, that's just all about that manipulation.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a goal that they're doing this. But we're
True.
Also saying that pathological liars are those that just do it because that's how they live. That's
for
how
the
they roll.
For the sake of doing it.
And
so
yeah.
why? That's the next question. What makes someone do this?
Yeah, why?
So there's a couple things that could be under it. There's no one single thing. Sometimes people do it when they have a low self-esteem.
Okay.
So they want people to value or think more of them. So they just lie and misrepresent all the time.
All the time.
Sometimes they do it because they want attention. Attention
oh, yes.
seeking. This is a big
attention
one.
Attention seeking. I think that's huge. Yes.
And that can be a big motivation under that.
Right.
That they're just always trying to get that attention. Or they're narcissistic and they just believe that they're going to get away with it and no one will ever catch them.
We're going to talk more about narcissism on another show, but that's the core of it. They
mm-hmm.
believe that they're so good at whatever it is they're selling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That nobody's going to confront them on that because, oh, come on, you know?
No, they're above the
rules.
They're
above the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this can become an addiction, don't you think? Pathological liars are addicted to lying.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That, I mean, to me, that's fascinating that you would be addicted. We need to have a culture that's addicted to the truth.
We sure do. Oh. And I'm going to really explain that when we get into the research, because I have brain stuff that we're going to talk about with that
brain
addiction.
Brain issues. Yes. Okay.
And I'm going to show you within what I mean by that addiction.
So pathological lying are those people that it doesn't matter whether it's the easier thing. Did you go get the groceries? Yeah. Sure, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you bring them in?
Yeah, I took it back.
Yeah. And it's still in the car.
It's sitting right there. Yep.
You guys ready to go out to the phone lines? We got Becky on the line. She wants to get on here on Goal Yard.
Becky, talk to us.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Talking about pathological liars, I had a boss one time. He wasn't just narcissistic. He was a pathological liar.
Okay.
So what I did was I used to write stuff down that he would tell me. Say, like, if I asked him if I could go on vacation next week and he would say yes, I would write it down and make him sign it. And then I had something to confront him on because he lied so much that he made you seem, you know, like you were crazy.
That's exactly what happens. These guys that are pros at this, they turn it so they say, oh, no, I never said that. I would never, ever give you that permission.
I know. And you finally start saying, well, am I crazy? Did he say that? So I just started making him sign his name to whatever I'd write down.
I love it. And how long did you work for him and endure the pathological lying before you figured out that you needed to do that?
Well, I worked for him for about 25 years, but it didn't take long.
Okay, so it didn't take long in that 25 years for you to realize. And then how did he react, Becky? And this is a really good question. I'm glad that you are calling in with this one because this is an example of pathological lying. How did he react when you go, oh, no, here, let me just show you here, boss. Here's the paper, your signature right there. Yes, I can take these off.
He would get very, very angry.
Yes.
And still act like he didn't sign it, even though it was his signature on there.
He would act like he didn't sign it.
Yeah, so some people, they believe their lies. They get into it so much that they actually believe what they say. And so I had proof, and he would sometimes deny it, or he would get very, very angry because you caught him up in it.
Then would he follow through and say, well, okay, all right, fine, you can have those days off or whatever.
Yeah, in so much the words.
Yeah. But in so doing, because of his anger, did it cause you to want to not have him sign his little statements?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Made me want to have him sign it more.
Yeah. I love it. That's a great example. I'm glad you called in, too, earlier. We love to hear from our audience. Anybody else out there that you have a question or an example like this, we'd love to hear from you. You just call in at 727-441-3000. Becky, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
No, girl. Nice show tonight.
Hey, thanks, and glad you're joining us. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. The compulsive thing is an addiction. That's what we're saying.
And here's
I love
the thing.
Her idea of how to handle it.
Well, and, you know, we do
it's
live
your boss.
It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen in any environment. We live in the age of technology, and these are the people that people feel like, I need to record when we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it comes back, or I need to have evidence because they're just so used to it. The signature, the voice recording, something to prove, because they do. They kind of can twist it and make you feel like you're crazy. What's wrong with you? You're the one with the problem when you start discovering that.
And usually, unless you have evidence like Becky did, that was very, very intelligent of her, smart of her to do. But unless you have some kind of evidence, they will put you down and say, oh, you didn't remember that correctly. What's wrong with you? You're just you've got a memory issue going on here, you know, right?
Well, yes, but here's the thing with pathological liars, and she brought it in, is that even when presented with evidence, they will discard the evidence to believe their lie.
Right.
And anger is a very common reaction to that, pathological. Then they, you know, they don't defend it. They just come at you because it's you, they're projecting, because that's where you know you're looking at probably narcissism when you get that anger reaction, because it, narcissism, I can't ever have a problem or do anything wrong. I'm perfect.
Right.
You know, I walk on water kind of thought of themselves. So it's got to be you. So I'm going to get angry at you.
Right.
And so, yes. So when, those are some great flags for that.
So because this is a problem with a lot of people, if you are a person like Becky was, an employee, that was a great example of what to do. When you know that you have that kind of a boss, what about, let me just, you know, pick your brain on this, doctor, what if you're married to somebody like this, or you're in a, you know, a personal relationship, or it's one of your kids, for heaven's sake, if it's one of your kids, and they're a teenager, and, you know, because the neighbor saw them and took a picture of them crawling out of their bedroom window and them coming back in. Believe me, I have lived this one. So if something like that happens and you have the evidence and the child or the spouse or whatever is absolutely denying it, what do you do with that?
Okay, well, first you have multiple kinds of relationships. And I think you have to handle things differently depending on your relationship.
What kind of relationship it is?
There's not this across the board how we should handle it. I mean, all of it comes in with confrontation at a point. When it's your kid, yeah, we're going to confront this. So I was actually sitting in on a meeting with some very similar, the kid sneaking out in the middle of the night, you know, and the parents are like, what do we do? Well, we need to confront that, you know, that they lied to you.
Right.
And then second of all, you need to put parenting in. So you need to put protective factors to help protect it from happening again. Does that mean it's going to be perfect? No.
Bars on the windows.
But they need to know. Well, you know, those are the things. A camera, alarm on the door.
Right.
Something to help protect it. Because now you know you can't trust them. Now you know, I have to help keep this person safe. So when it's our kid and we have this, you know, duty to keep them safe and this duty to train them.
Sure.
We have to handle it a little, but we have, it's an active, and that's where I want to get to.
There's gotta be active.
You know, bring them to the counseling angel, you know, office. Tell Dr. Angel what you did, you know, because they think I'm going to, you know, punish
their kid. I've heard that as a pastor.
Oh my gosh.
I can't tell you how many times.
And when I look back and I'm, you know, you look back at them and you're just like, you know, mom, dad, what are you guys going to do?
Right. Because it's not the counselor's job to fix this.
You're
right?
The parent. And so that happens. When it's a spouse or a significant other, we're going to handle it a lot different from our children because we have a different role.
Relationship, yeah.
And so if this is a person and we've confronted it and we want to confront it, you know, like I said, this is not to come at them or attack them. This is, what's my goal? I want to have a trusting relationship. I want
to
have that foundation of truth in my relationship, especially your primary intimate relationship. So I'm going to talk to you like, hey, this happened, you know, let them know this hurts me. This makes me feel like I can't trust you. You know, take ownership of how it impacts you. And if they're disregarding that and continuing, and they can't, or they're choosing not to change it.
Right.
You're not going to have a relationship that can go forward. So what do you do with it? And that's a decision you have to get to. But it's not growing.
I heard a situation, these people have been married like 20-some years, okay? And it was their anniversary, and she had absolutely found out with proof that he had been having an affair.
Okay.
So they went to a nice dinner, and she gave him a card towards the end of the dinner. This is what was told to me, I'm just saying it. And when he opened it, at the bottom, you know, at the top, he's smiling, he's reading it, you know, you're all this and all that, and a, you know, bag of chips. And you get to the bottom, and I hope you're, you know, something like, I know about your girlfriend with the name, and so I don't know how this impacts our marriage or something to that effect. Anyway, of course, it was a major problem. Sure. But I mean, he was caught right there. Mm-hmm. And it was a weird way to do it, but it worked. I mean, he was like, oh my gosh. You
not
know?
Expecting it. So
not
how did
expecting
he react?
It.
How did he react? Now you got me.
As it turned out, you know, I'm sorry, I won't continue, blah, blah, and all that. And then later it was discovered it did continue.
And that's usually kind of the case.
So
that happens,
I mean, but there's ways you can confront, and that one that was unusual, but it was their anniversary, and she decided that's what she was going to do. So as a counselor, I've heard a lot of things as a pastor. You've heard a whole lot of things as a counselor of things that people do to confront. But we're still coming back to the confront word tonight and over again.
Because if this relationship has value,
right,
I have to have truth to have trust.
You have to have trust is built on truth.
We're going to not have a healthy relationship. Right. I can't tell you the number of, you know, significant other spouses, partners, that intimate, that primary intimate relationship where they find the other person is having that affair. And they are so afraid to be alone that they're going to accept that affair.
Yes. Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not okay.
No. No. It's not.
It tears at the core of your relationship if you find out that somebody has been...
Well, that's the ultimate betrayal. But mm-hmm. that's where our culture has gotten to on accepting these lies is okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
We don't, you know, think twice about it so much anymore.
And I think that what this series we're trying to do, audience, and we're so glad that you've joined us tonight on Facebook, but we are trying to say, hey, this needs to change. And it will have to change and start one person at a time, beginning to realize that, you know what, I am committed to truth in my relationship, you know, yes. or I'm committed to truth in my life. And if you find out that the cashier, you know, misfigured your change and you got more than you should, I've gone back into mm-hmm. stores.
I have too.
And I thought it happened to me the other day, and then I stopped by the road and I started adding it all up and I go, oh no, that was right. Because I thought that he had been cheated $5, you know? And I think it's so important that we transmit this truth to every part of our lives, mm-hmm. Dr. Angel. That's what I'm trying to say.
It starts with us.
Yes, it does.
You know, a lot of people are out there listening to the show and they're thinking, oh, well, this person does that, that person does that. No, I need you to look in the mirror.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
Where is this truth in your life? It starts with you first.
It does.
Before it can come out to anyone else in your life.
And if we accept lies as, oh, well, yeah, that was a lie probably, or, you know, well, he didn't really mean to say that. If we do that, if we're that desperate, let's say, to have a relationship or to not make waves, for heaven's sake, mm-hmm. or to, you know, make sure that everybody's always happy, you know, hey, truth hurts sometimes.
Truth can hurt sometimes.
Yeah, it can.
But the truth devastates. I mean, the lies devastate.
The
truth
lies
can
do.
Be painful, but we right. work through it. Lies cause devastation.
And you want to explain that? Let me ask Pete how much more time do we have? Because I can't see the clock because of the lights
we
now.
We got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Sorry, I couldn't see the clock anymore. I'm guessing.
I got to move it over, I guess.
Yeah, that's all right. So anyway, let's sum up what we're talking about tonight, because we want you all to tune in again next week as we go to Part 2 of buying the lies or not.
So summing it up, you know, we have talked about the lies of our words that we use, what we're not saying. Remember, the heart and soul of a lie is my intent. I'm intentionally trying
right.
to deceive you or make you think something that's not true or that's a false impression. And so look at yourself this week.
Yes.
When are you doing it? Because we do it and we don't realize it. Are you at the restaurant, you know, trying to, you know, make somebody think your child's younger? Where are, you know, are you telling somebody you're not home when you're home? Think about yourself. Look at your life this week and say, oh my gosh, this is where I'm not being truthful. You know, we call in sick, but because we want to go to the beach.
Right.
You know, people do this stuff all the time and don't think about it.
Are you saying that because I just came from the beach?
No, I'm not saying that for you. But we need to really look at ourselves first before
right.
we can look out.
Absolutely. And we really want you to tune in next week and tell some friends so we can get this going and spreading out to more and more people watching these Go Yard shows. And our thanks to Pete, our engineer, for making this possible, Facebook Live. And so we'd love to hear from you. You can email us if you have questions, because we do question and answer shows from time to time. And you can send those questions in to goyard2014@gmail.com. You can text us at 727-888-4171 with your questions. And you can join us next week right here live on Facebook. And who did you say you were, by the way?
I'm Dr. Angel.
Oh, that's who you are. And I'm Mama Mac. And this has been Go Yard. And we'll see you next week.
Good night. With the new, the hard reset, my life take two.
Jason.